But right now, a very, very important public service here at 740 on the Ticket, because today is the worst day of the year, and at 2 p.m. this afternoon, it will be officially the worst moment of the year. So this is the day where, more than ever, all of us have to dig into that suitcase of courage or dip into our well of fortitude and steel ourselves to get through 2 p.m. this afternoon. And for those who have experienced this before, you know what this is all about. For those who are new to the worst moment of the year, I will present my 2024 updated survival guide to get you through 2 p.m. this afternoon. But let me explain how I arrived at 2 p.m. the second Tuesday of August as being the worst moment of the year. And this is, for the most part, for North Texas. It applies to, I would say, most of the lower 48 states as well. It doesn't apply to the Southern Hemisphere or way up north in the Northern Hemisphere like Alaska, but a lot of this is universal. But for the most part, I'm targeting us, North Texans, P1s. I'm getting questions from P1s around the country and around the world if it applies to them, and it's case by case, but it applies to everybody here in North Texas.
Okay.
August is the worst month, I have determined. It's our worst month of weather. It's nothing but 100 degrees every day and heat index of 110 every day. It's awful. It's the worst sports month of the year. Preseason football, dog days baseball, no basketball, no hockey, no college football yet, until the very end. It's a really bad sports month. Now we don't even have a golf major. We used to at least have the PGA.
Right.
But we don't even get that.
Yeah.
Vacation is over. You're done with your family vacations in August. Back to school, which makes it the worst month of the year by far for kids. There are no holidays in the month of August. Just about every month gives us a holiday somewhere, something fun, even if it's like a pseudo holiday like Halloween. But August is just August. It's the worst month. The worst day of the week, I've determined, is Tuesday. Because on Monday, you're at least rested from the weekend. You've at least had a weekend off for most people, typical work schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So at least you come in Monday morning somewhat rested, and you're, I guess, recharged in theory from the weekend. And you've got all the stuff you did on the weekend to talk about with your friends and coworkers. So that gets you through Monday. Wednesday is hump day, so you're on the downhill slide once you get through the midday on Wednesday. And then Thursday and Friday, you're getting closer to the weekend. Nobody really has a problem with Thursday or Friday. But Tuesday is sitting there.
So even Taco Tuesday can't save Tuesday.
Can't save Tuesday.
Okay.
We've tried to save Tuesday in many different ways over the years. We can't do it. It's just sitting there. It's too early in the week to even think about the weekend. But now you're starting to get beaten down because you had to work yesterday on Monday. Just a terrible day. And the second Tuesday in the month of August is the worst Tuesday of them all, because the first Tuesday in August, hey, it's a new month. The third and fourth Tuesdays, September is getting closer, football season is getting closer, so you have some hope of getting out of August. But that second Tuesday in August,
we got a long way to go.
It's a death sentence. Now, 2 p.m. being the worst moment of the day, I arrived at this by thinking, well, you've got the post-lunch hangover happening. So in the morning, mornings are rough too. 9 p.m., 10 p.m. can be rough time, a.m. can be rough times as well. But I think the post-lunch hangover, but you still have 3 hours to work. It's the hottest part of the day, that mid-afternoon. Kids are still in school. Everybody's still at work. It's just a really awful time of day. And I think everyone has noticed that since I came up with this formula, there have been many studies done showing that most Americans actually agree with me that
what?
Tuesday is the worst day of the week and 2 p.m. is the worst moment of the year.
Everyone knows it.
And I haven't seen too much on the worst month, but I think it's pretty hard to argue, and I think everybody knows that as well.
Just a given now.
All right, today at 2 p.m., should pass without incident. However, just as crime rates rise in the summer when people are more miserable and thus driven to do crazier things, the worst moment of the year seems primed for really, really, really bad things to happen. Worst case scenario would be Armageddon.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
If something catastrophic is going to happen, there's a better chance that it's going to happen at the worst moment of the year where everybody's in a bad mood and some people are driven to do awful things than any other point on the calendar. So, armed with that information and against that backdrop, I present to you, once again, my survival guide for the worst moment of the year with a special updated foreword this year by former Maverick Cherokee Parks. Tip number one, gather with close family or friends. Because of work and school, you may not be able to completely be surrounded by your family, spouse, partner, child. So here's how you're hacking this. If you're at work and not surrounded by a loved one, tell the random person in the next cubicle that you love them and then linger around them.
That won't creep them out or now, make them call HR.
At 2:01 p.m., you may have a Me Too issue to sort through with HR at work, but you will have survived the worst moment of the year.
Okay.
Tip number two. There we go. Seek shelter in a safe place such as under your desk. I love the pictures that I get from P1s throughout the day who are hunkered down under their desks at work or at school.
I hope they get called into HR. What were you doing hiding under your desk?
You could also seek shelter in a closet. You could come out of the closet and make your way to an interior room. Perhaps you work in a bank. You could lock yourself in the giant safe. Or maybe you work in a government building or a school that has a nuclear shelter or a tornado shelter. Or you could work at the ticket where you have no shelter whatsoever and no outside windows, so everything is a secured interior room. Just go to a safe place. Outside is not safe.
It's not safe.
Under any circumstances at 2 p.m. today. I hope when I look out the windows today around 2 p.m., I see no cars on the road and no people walking because it is not safe to be outside at 2 p.m. today.
Hide your cars under your desk.
Yes, if you can, that'd be great. Tip number three. At 2 p.m. today, listen to America's favorite radio station, The Ticket. I will be joining Sean and Mino and Monty 2 p.m. today to help get everybody through the worst moment of the year.
Got to.
Tip number four. Jar your urine.
This is the one I never get. I don't understand this one every year.
Everybody used to laugh at this, but now
still do.
Each day we have a news story about somebody drinking their own urine in a survival situation, and all of us who have been jarring for a doomsday scenario are getting the last laugh because now everybody's doing it and everybody knows it.
How much are you recommending that we have in storage at any one given time?
Coffee cup?
I would say a minimum
8 to 10 ounces.
A minimum of 16 ounces.
Okay.
Preferably 16 ounce bottles. I would say a six pack.
Oh my gosh.
Six 16 ounce
so
bottles.
So it's too late to get
that's
that
a 12
done
pack,
now.
Isn't it?
We should have done this last week.
No, you'd have six bottles, so that's okay. A six pack of bottles.
But a 12 pack of cups.
It's not too late, George, if you haven't been planning, which I'm very disappointed having heard this survival
guide
for
30
years. Well,
I just thought
it'd
be like 6 ounces.
I've been saving George's urine.
You still have time. Now, don't drink anybody else's urine. It's got to be your own urine.
Well, that ruins the fun of it.
And we do this in case the water supply gets contaminated or compromised at 2 p.m. You will at least have a supply to get you through the end of the day, maybe through the week.
How about just some bottled water?
Can't you just store your urine in your bladder? And then when the time comes, you just arc it?
Well, you could. You could. I would rather have it bottled. And bottled water, George, really? Okay. If you're that kind of risk taker, go right ahead. But I'll stick with the bottled urine. And the proper way to do this, as we learned in the book about the great running back Joe Don Looney, who moved to the Davis Mountains in West Texas and used to drink his own urine, you treat your stream like a snake. you cut off the head and the tail, and then you put the middle of that stream into your bottle. And then you store that, you refrigerate it, and again, only drink your own urine, don't drink anybody else's. And consume when necessary for survival. All right, and tip number five. This is our final tip, and it's tried and true. You may remember our buddy Norm Hitzkes suggested this to Bill Parcells many years ago as his Cowboys were going through a really rough patch. And these words of wisdom still hold up today. This is probably the single most comforting thing you can do, even more than being surrounded by loved ones or listening to The Ticket. And you get all four food groups in one bite. That's right. When you're feeling a little down, or when something's more serious in front of you, like, say, facing the worst moment of the year, why not simply grab a piece of pizza?
There it is. Why do you make fun of Norm like this?
Having the time of his life.
He's enjoying retirement. He thought he had finally been clear of his open letter that he issued so many years ago to Bill Parcells. And you keep it alive every year.
I do, because it's a great idea. It's a great tip.
Have you researched to see if pizza sales go up on this day?
They spike dramatically.
Okay.
And by the way, to all the pizza...
A lot of people are saying that.
Everybody's saying it and everybody knows it.
Oh, okay. Okay, well.
So to all the pizza places out there, you're welcome. Pizza is chewy, it's tasty, it's satisfying, it'll take your mind off the hell of the moment. It's comfort food. And so if you can't have pizza, have some sort of comfort food, but pizza would be the best. So 2 p.m. today, it's the worst moment of the year. Dip into that well of fortitude and let's get through this awful, awful day, and specifically this awful moment at 2 p.m. today. And after 2 p.m., if we all get through it safely, it's downhill from there.
Clear sailing.
All the way to the best moment of the year, which is Saturday, December 7th, a day that this year will live in infamy only because it's so great. 7 p.m. Saturday, December 7th will be the best moment of the year, but we got to get through today first.
Okay, good luck.
All right.
From your friends at The Ticket.
We need to be joined by our broadcast leader, the one true muser, the Marconi winner, the Texas Radio Hall of Famer. It is Craig Junes Jr. Miller. Craig, do you read me?
Sean, I read you. Hello. Hi, David. How's everybody doing?
Hello, Craig. We're a little nervous, but we feel better now that you're on the phone. We needed you, and the P1s needed you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I can serve some purpose today for humanity. You're nervous. We're all nervous. Nobody's alone. There's a freak-out factor right now, 4 minutes or so away, and I just hope everybody is heeding my advice. Second Tuesday in August, 2 p.m., is by far the worst moment of the year. It's something I came up with in my lab. It's been scientifically proven through years of research ever since, and I think pretty much everybody agrees with me, and we all know it.
Well, most P1s know your five steps for survival, but if somebody didn't tune in this morning, can you quickly go through those as we are now 3 minutes away from the worst moment of the year?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Step number one is to surround yourself with loved ones. I'm currently at my home in an interior room with our three-year-old.
Okay.
And she seems to be handling it very well. I think the concept is too big for her. She doesn't really know what's going on. She's instead giving Cookie Monster and Elmo a bath right now. So I think she's handling it well.
There's something to be said for innocence in a moment like this.
Yes. Number two, of course, is to make sure. Oh, yeah. Is everything okay? Oh, she's whispering.
Oh, no. Did she say, "I see dead people"?
She may have, actually. That's not a great sign for what's ahead of us here. Number two is seek shelter. If you're at work, you know, under a desk or in a bomb shelter, tornado shelter at home, same thing you would treat if you had a tornado warning, you got a tornado bearing down on you, interior room or interior closet. Number three, of course, is listen to The Ticket, which everybody listening to us right now obviously is.
Great.
Number four is jar your own urine. I've been doing this for the last 48 hours. I've got 12 bottles, prefer glass over plastic. And I've got those ready and refrigerated in case the water supply is contaminated, in case it's Armageddon, have something to fall back on, the life-giving elixir that is your own urine. Just drink your own, by the way, not anybody else's. And number five.
Real quick, what if I go canteen over glass? Is that going to affect things?
No, that's great. In fact, yes. I think that, you know, that's better if you end up on the road like Mad Max. You know, carrying around a 12-pack of bottles isn't always that handy. Canteen would be much better. And number five, of course, comfort food, and I suggest a piece of pizza. You get all four food groups. It's delicious. Everybody loves pizza, and that can get you through the moment.
We are now about 30 seconds away from the worst moment of the year. Do we need to?
Oh my God!
Do we need to get under the desk? Are we okay where we are? Bob Sturm just walked into the studio.
Yeah, we Bob, get into an interior room for the worst moment of the year.
Can I say this quickly? 20
seconds away.
Yes.
Nobody should be outside right now. Everybody should be indoors. Outside is the worst place to be. I'm looking out the window. I don't see anybody outside. Of course, I can't look out the window because I'm in an interior room, so never mind.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Brace yourself! There's a haze.
Hello.
Can you see anything, David?
Junior, can you read us? Junior.
Guys, are you there?
Yes, I hear you.
This one was bad, boys.
Everybody make it okay?
Somehow the
we're
phone
okay.
line still works.
I think we're
That's
okay.
Good.
I feel like I may be asphyxiating a bit, but... I think that's just because I passed gas. I was panicked. Yes, quick head count. Sean?
Yes, here, present.
David?
Present.
Travis?
Yes. Yes,
Matt?
Correct. I'm here.
Lando?
I'm making it.
Okay.
Bob, you okay?
Bob, you good?
Bob, you good?
Okay. Guys, thanks for checking
all right.
on me.
All right.
Yeah,
good.
We're
good.
Okay.
Okay.
Cat, you good in there?
Heard,
oh, no. I don't
I
know about
heard
Kat.
Anything.
Cat gave us
no
the,
bad news.
The metal signal. He's good.
I think,
hold on, let me
I
take
think
a sip.
We made it. I think we're okay.
I haven't heard
I shouldn't
any
have eaten
bad
asparagus
news.
Sunday night.
I haven't heard bad news other than from my friend who's a Vikings fan, upset about the J.J. McCarthy injury. He said it really was the worst day of the year. Another friend of mine who had a bike wreck this morning, and a P1 who said he was scheduled for heavy dental work at 2 p.m. So it's not been a great day for those people.
Well, and Monty is out today because he's getting a follow-up appointment at the doctor.
And it was at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, at 2 p.m., so hopefully he's okay. At least he's at a doctor's office. But I've also heard that the FAA was allowing air travel during this moment. Do you feel like that's something the government might have to get to the bottom of?
Uh-oh. Nobody should be in a plane at 2 p.m. on the second Tuesday in August. That's asking for it.
Now, how long does the moment last? Because it's now 2:02. I feel like we've cleared it. It was a little touch and go right at 2 o'clock, but after about 20 seconds, things started to feel a little bit better.
Yeah, that's a great question, David. It technically will last for 59 seconds.
Okay.
But each second that goes by, you're getting more and more in the clear. Like right at 2 o'clock is the worst moment of the year. But as long as it's still 2 o'clock all the way to 2:59, then you're still in a high danger zone. Once we get to 2:01 and you look around and everybody's okay, then I think you've officially cleared it.
Where does this year's worst moment of the year rank amongst your worst of the worst moments of the year? Like, was it better than last year's worst moment?
This was a tough one because this also happened to be on the 13th, which is a very bad luck day. And I'm here probably about 104 degrees, like it. Going to be something like that today, heat index 110. They're all really, really bad. They're all very equal. But this was a tough one.
Well, at least we're on a glide path now to the best moment of the year, which you have determined is December 7th at 7 p.m. as we bump up on the holidays. And we're going to have a lot of good moments leading up until that best moment of the year. So that's comforting.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here. Best moment of the year is always the first Saturday in December, because you've already had the fun of Thanksgiving, but you still have most of the holiday season ahead of you. And it's a Saturday at 7 p.m. because the Saturday is the best day of the week. 7 p.m. is the best time of day. And that time of year, you got probably really good football on. You've got holiday parties. The weather around here is usually great. So, yeah, I think we've made it. Now we have all of that to look forward to, except for the presidential election.
Yeah, there is that.
Do we need to jar our urine for the best moment of the year and or the presidential election?
The election, yes. The best moment of the year, I would say you don't have to, but it's advised to always have some on standby.
Well, Junes, now that you've survived yet another one of these, and now you're a father as well, you need to start documenting, like, almost immediately after, maybe journaling, maybe doing, like, a video blog or something, just so long after your days on Earth are gone, others can benefit from your knowledge of how to get through this moment.
Retweet.
That's not a bad idea, and I'm trying to teach our daughter, you know, the ins and outs of the worst moment of the year, so maybe she can assume this leadership role.
Yes.
Would you like to say hi to the sweet spot?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a hello.
Oh, hello.
You want to go downstairs? Well, you've just blown the theater of the mind that we were already downstairs.
She said, I don't want to listen to you
room.
Anymore.
She doesn't even want to do bad acting, huh?
Yeah, you have to learn that we do bad acting, okay? Bad acting. Okay, we'll go downstairs then.
Junior, thank you. I not only say thank you for everybody on the crew, but thanks from all the P1s for getting us through this.
And we're going to have a party at 2:30 today.
Happy to do it, and just glad everybody made it.
All right, Junes, I will hear you at 5:30 tomorrow morning.
Okay. See ya.
God bless. Godspeed. There he goes, our broadcast leader, Craig Junior Miller. I think we made it. I think we're good.
I feel so relieved right now.
Well, it's good to
know. I think this one was really bad this year. Like, we made it through last year because that was our second week as a show. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, start a show in California, come back and do a show on the worst moment of the year. Luckily, we had Junior, and I thought it went well. And I kind of was a little overconfident going into this one. And we got through it. This one was... It was pretty rough at 2:00.
I hope you learned your lesson.
But we got through it. And I shouldn't have... I jarred my urine, but I need to stay away from all the asparagus because it gives me stank pee.
Well, after we finish our pizza during the break, we're going to come back and talk about the rivalry being back, the best part of college football's conference expansion.
Pizza. Doesn't get any better than that.